Hey everyone, today we are going to be doing a recap of our last four episodes, which was our marriage series. I want to not just finish with our last episode, but I want to tell you what I learned. I've been married almost 19 years, and there were so many great foundational principles that we can learn. And you're never too far in your marriage to learn new things. So today's going to be all about the things that I'm going to be implementing, kind of a Cliff Notes version of what we learned in the last 4 weeks. I'd love to know what you learned or some of the tips and tricks that you're going to implement in yours. Please tell us over at Be Strong Story Social on Instagram or Facebook. And if you haven't listened to these last four episodes, I encourage you to go back. There were some incredible authors and experts who shared so much of what we can do to strengthen our own marriages.
Hi, I'm Christy Hayes and co-founder of Be Strong Story, a family mission and company founded because of a little lunchbox note my husband wrote my son that said,
"Be strong, protect the weak, love everyone."
That's right. We believe those three lines can change our world if we live them out. Each week, we'll be sharing an inspiring and real story of others who are displaying this message of love in big and small ways in their community. Because every way matters. We hope each story will inspire you to make this message your own. Let's go love the world, you guys.
Today, I am talking about all the things that I learned in our last marriage series. Now, I have to tell you, I was actually nervous to ask some of our guests some of the questions I did because I knew that I would really be challenged, and I was. A lot of implementation that needs to be happening in my own marriage with some of the things that they talked about and quite frankly reminded me about. We've been married almost 19 years, and when you get to that space, there are things that come up, or maybe you're in this groove that you forget to nurture the marriage, or maybe something blows up in your marriage, whether it be just what's happening right now, COVID, political tensions, whatever, and you need a restart. So these experts that I had on for the last four episodes, not only I felt like shared their heart and their own personal experiences, but shared some incredible advice that is really helping me. So I wanted to share those with you today. Here's some of the things that I was learning. The first thing that I asked Dr. Kelly Flanagan in our first episode of Why Marriages Thrive, I said, what is one or two things that healthy marriages always have in common? And this is what he said. He said, the thing that all healthy marriages have in common is that both partners know that they can be difficult to be with. And I thought this was so important because so many times, and we talked about this, we default to focus on the other person's faults, or things wouldn't be so bad if that person was this way or that way. And so the big part was just taking responsibility to say, you know what, I'm hard to live with too, and I have my own faults, and I have my own, you know, shortcomings. And I know that might be hard for us to hear. Even for me, I was like, wait, I have to take responsibility? You mean it's not all Grant's fault? So that was a huge thing that he says when he counsels couples, that they have to be self-aware and realize what they bring to the marriage. Another thing that a couple of our guests talked about is don't have unrealistic expectations. Don't expect your partner to fulfill all the things. Don't expect them to fulfill the different emotional needs that you have. A lot of people get married because they have these emotional needs, because they feel lonely, or all these different things that they expect their partner to understand and to fulfill, and it's just not fair. And I have to say that for me, I do that sometimes. I expect Grant to affirm me all the time because I love words of affirmation, and that actually stems from my own place of not feeling worthy unless I'm doing something. And so I expect him to understand that and to know that and to affirm me, when really that's not where I should get my affirmations. And I shouldn't give him those expectations to fulfill me in that way. And so unrealistic expectations, we bring in expectations when we get married at the first of our marriage, whether it be how we're raised or what we think is acceptable or not, and to really talk about those things, but also don't put those unrealistic expectations on our spouses. It's not their job to fulfill every single need of mine. One of the things that Dr. Kelly Flanagan talked about in our second episode, which is about compromise, is how do we compromise? when you have these two different people who are so different. And you know, the things that when we first got married were exciting and we're like, oh, we love those differences, because we are naturally attracted to someone who is different than us. And we have that attraction. And then after like 19 years, we're like, wait, those differences aren't maybe attractive anymore. And we start to try to push that person to be someone else, to be more like us. And I loved this thing that Dr. Kelly Flanagan said. He said, you know, we start to create conflict and blaming our partners and who they are. And instead, we should be embracing who they are. The goal of us, our relationship, is to make as much space in the relationship to help each other be who they are. But when we're constantly blaming or we're getting annoyed by that person, it's hard for us to see past those things that annoy us. And what we have to realize is that that's who they are. That's who we married. We loved those things. And now after we've been married for a certain amount of years, it's important that we let them be who they are and that we create space for that and we don't try to make them into someone else. So embracing our spouse's differences is a huge thing that we need to do. One of the things that he talked about that we can tangibly help do this and help embrace these is make a list of all the ways that you've grown, been balanced, go out of your way to create a sense of gratitude for what they bring to your life. It's kind of like appreciating them. So physically writing that down. One of the things that I've been doing at night is I have a journal by my bed and I just write what I appreciate about Grant. And I tell him, here are three things that happened today that I really appreciated you for. And it's just having this sense of set of me saying, man, I wish you would have done this or that. Instead, it's looking at the things that he did do that were loving and kind and that I appreciated. Some of the other things that our podcast guests talked about is instead of it being about who is right or wrong, it should be about, do you understand? And this was interesting to me because Grant and I have a different form of communication as most probably couples, male, female. We see things differently. We communicate differently. So some of the things that he might say, it doesn't compute the way he thinks it does to me and vice versa. And instead of me coming into a conversation and saying, and in my head thinking, how can I get him to think like me? How can I get him to come to my side? Because I'm obviously right. It's how can I understand his perspective? And one of the things that I thought was so good for me to hear is when Dr. Kelly Flanagan said, you know, one thing that might be unattainable in your marriage, but that you should strive for is to understand each other. And this is in our second episode about compromise, but he gives a whole plethora of ways to listen and to speak and to come into hard conversations, conversations that you actually want to, you know, that you dread or that you want to put off that can actually pull you apart. But some of those hard conversations, if we actually know how to speak and listen to one another, really bring us true intimacy. And so he talks a lot about that. So make sure you go back to that episode and listen. I think it's episode 93 to how we do that, how we listen, how we speak. I am so excited to tell you about one of our sponsors for the podcast today. They are Waco Hat Company. They were founded by a mother and son in Waco, Texas, as a fun way to enable others to show pride in their community while loving their neighbors. Here's the beautiful thing. All their proceeds are donated to Mission Waco, helping support their effort to empower the poor and marginalized locally. They hope to partner with you in this mission and can't wait to see you wearing a Waco hat around your town soon. Head to www.wacohatcompany.com and use the code LOVE for 20% off today. A lot of my podcast guests talked about being a peacemaker, going first. You know, I think sometimes when we feel like it's our spouse's fault for something or resenting them about something, we want them to go first with being loving and being kind. And one of the things that our guest, Toni Newhoff, talks about in her book, Before You Split, is being a peacemaker, being the one who goes first. And even if that spouse doesn't reciprocate, it's okay because you'll never be a worse person for being more loving, for being the first one who is committed to something great. And so a lot of our guests throughout this whole series, one of the main points they talked about is really putting your spouse first, loving them first, treating them with this feeling of like, how can I better your day? Whether it be compromise, whether it be kindness, whether it be a loving gesture, whether it be forgiveness, how can I go first? How can I be the one to put your needs ahead of mine? And that really, if I could really sum up the entire four episodes, it really truly is that. What would it look like if our marriages were about loving each other and putting our spouse's needs and the things that they care about before ours? And the cool thing about that is it usually is reciprocated. Now, we can't go into it with, you know, thinking, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to say these nice things and I'm going to serve them in this way, but they better do it back to me. We have to go in with this heart that I just want to practice radical generosity. One of our podcast guests, the last episode that we just had on, episode 95, is the 80-80 marriage. It's Nate and Kaylee Klimp. And they talk about what that looks like. What does radical generosity look like? What does it mean to not just give 50-50 in your marriage? You know, a lot of times we come into marriages and we think it has to be 50-50. It has to be totally fair. I'll do this, you do this, whether it be chores, whether it be expectations, whatever it is. And they talk about that 50-50 never, ever, ever works. And it's because what I think I'm giving, Grant is thinking in his head, maybe that wasn't even that hard. Like, that wasn't as hard as what I gave today. And we have these delusional things in our head and think, well, that person didn't really give 50-50. That wasn't even that hard for them. They didn't even sacrifice that much. I sacrificed so much. So the 50-50 never works because you're always judging the other person. And so Nate and Kaylee Klimp of the 80-80 marriage book, they talk about giving 80% through radical generosity, not because we have to, but because we love our partner. And then they talk about how that 80-80 starts to be contagious. And when we start to live like that from this place and this heart of saying, I want to better my spouse's life. I want to help them be the best that they can be. I want to help them be the person that they always wanted to be and take ourselves kind of out of it, it's always reciprocated. And it becomes contagious, not just in your marriage, but in your kids. You know, we talked about this with the Klimps, and they said, you know, they see in our marriage, we appreciate each other and we say it out loud. And then our kid realizes that we do that. And so then she starts to do that too. And it's this like domino effect that when we start to appreciate one another and we talk kindly to one another and we love one another before we, you know, love ourselves, when we express this radical generosity, it becomes contagious to everyone around us. And of course, all of us want our kids to practice that in their relationships one day. And so being a model of that is pretty incredible. Some tangible things that they talked about even doing is sitting around the table. They do a check-in where they talk about each person in their family says something that they appreciate about the other. One of the things that I've been doing at night is writing down what I appreciate about Grant. Just in a journal at night, I do 5 things that I'm thankful for through the day, and then I just write down what I appreciate about Grant. And that helps me say to him, you know, I appreciate you. I love you. I love that you did this. I love that you treated me this way. It was so kind. It was so loving. And it just helps your spouse know that you are noticing those things. If you haven't listened to the 4 episodes, I encourage you to listen, because some of the things that our authors and psychologists talked about are things that I believe will radically change your marriage. And they might just be little tweaks, like some of the things you might already be doing, you just might need to have a little bit different headspace around it and a little bit different heart space around it. I am going to be trying to do radical generosity, that I do things and I love my husband well because it's what I do. It's not because he's going to give me anything back in return. It's because I genuinely love him. And after 19 years of marriage and you have kids and you have carpool and all those things, you have to truly make that intentional And that can be work, but it's worth it. One of the things that I'll leave you with before, if you haven't listened to all the other episodes, one of the things I want to leave you with is very tangible advice from Dr. Kelly Flanagan. And he says, you know, we schedule everything in our life. We schedule exercise and we're going to go to the gym. We schedule work meetings. We schedule all these things. But sometimes we just assume like our marriage is just going to automatically be awesome. We just go through the motions. We don't schedule dates or time to connect, or we don't do that. We just assume it's going to happen. It's not going to happen unless we calendar it in, unless we schedule it in. So if I can encourage you to do anything this week, maybe it's to schedule on your calendar just time to connect, just time to be with one another, and start to think of the ways that you together can commit to strengthening your marriage. And maybe that's going to counseling together. Maybe that's having regular date nights. Maybe that's talking about a really hard conversation that you don't want to talk about. But if you come together with a mutual goal and you talk about how you're going to let each other speak and listen, that you can do those things and you can do them well, and they will provide intimacy in your marriage. I hope these four episodes changed you like they changed me. I hope they strengthen your marriage. I hope that you can come away and say, man, that one little tidbit that Dr. Flanagan said, or that one little thing that Toni wrote in her book, or that one little mindset change of giving 80% instead of 50% that the Klimps talked about really changed our marriage. I hope and pray that for you all. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our podcast. If this has encouraged you, I'd love for you to share it. That's huge for us, because I want everyone to hear some of these powerful advice and tips and foundational things that our guests talked about these last 4 weeks. Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. We hope it inspired you and gave you ideas of how to live out love exactly where you are. We would be so honored if you subscribed to our podcast or you left a review, shared it with a friend, because we want as many people as we can to hear this message of what it means to love others. And don't forget to check out our website to grab our new children's book, The Lunchbox Note, A Story of Loving Others. Or if you want to dig a little deeper of ways to strengthen your family so you can love your community well, check out our family coaching tab at BeStrongStory.com. You can find us over at BeStrongStory, all one word, on all our socials so we can get to know you more. Above all else, thanks for helping us make this world a more loving place. We believe with our whole hearts that every single person, you listening, is worthy of love, and every person can share that love and make a difference in this world. See you next week, you guys.